Hey everyone, welcome back to Rally Caps. It's a podcast for artists, entrepreneurs, and everybody in between. I'm Steven.
And I'm Eric.
And today we have a very exciting announcement about something that is happening today, April 8th, 2024. Eric, what is it?
The day we are releasing this podcast, our tickets for the Chicago premiere of our feature documentary, Moving Still, are now available. If you're living in the time of noon Central Standard and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are well aware that this podcast is coming out earlier than that. So if you are living in the time between 6 a.m. and noon Central Standard on April 8th, 2024, tickets aren't available yet. And if that's the case and they're not available yet, you should join the email list in the description to be notified of the tickets being live and pointed to the Eventbrite in which the tickets are available.
Yes. So ideally, we always post episodes of Rally Caps on Mondays. It just so happened that we are releasing tickets to the public on a Monday for the Chicago premiere. So we thought, why not use this early morning episode of Rally Caps as one last notification to those of you who have not heard about it yet. And one last reminder to those of you who already have that tickets are going live in a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. You probably listened to this on your commute and to work this morning. Maybe it's 8 a.m., 9 a.m. around that time. Well, it's noon Central Time that you need to mark in your calendar for the actual releasing of the tickets. We are publishing everything on social media, everywhere, through our email list to offer tickets to you. Roughly 240 or so tickets, 245 around that is the total amount that we have available to sell. So if you want to be one of those 245-ish people to attend the Chicago premiere, you got to sign up for the email list because that's going to be the first place that people are going to be notified of the tickets being live. I don't even think we've mentioned when
the premiere is.
The premiere is, yes.
Well, no. First, what episode of Rally Caps is this, Steven?
This is the 69th episode.
And when is the premiere happening in Chicago?
420.
We're normally not this juvenile, but it's pretty wild that those two things lined up.
It is pretty hilarious. We did not plan that at all. How could we have?
All the announcements I made so far and telling people, I'm like, the premiere is April 20th. Yeah. And they're like, oh, so 420. I'm like, April 20th.
The year of our Lord. Okay. April 20th. Yeah, 420. That's the one.
Yeah.
Yes. So April 20th, 2024. That's a Saturday. It is happening at the Davis Theater in Chicago. Mm. Doors open at 7 p.m. that day. The show starts at 7:30. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a little Q&A after the show with Joe and the whole Creative Club Chicago crew, and then a little mingling in the theater until we leave around 10:30.
Yes, and if you're listening after the ticket launch, you might have missed the email, and there are a lot of people itching to get these tickets, we think. Mm-hmm. There's been a really strong response, and especially all of our personal connections saying that they're gonna come. We think these tickets are gonna go crazy fast.
Yep.
So if you are listening on the opposite side of that release time and the email release, definitely just go to Instagram, try to find some other information on how to get to the Eventbrite page to get those tickets.
Yep.
There's also going to be, so there's a ticket price for the screening and the Q&A.
Yes.
But then there are add-ons.
Yes.
We have one of those add-ons with us right
here. This is one of the things that you can pre-purchase if you would like to support the film further. You can get a little 8x10 poster. These are really fun little collector's items.
If it was in Europe, what would you call that?
If this poster was in Europe?
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't call it an 8x10. What would you call it? Hurry.
Fast.
First thing that comes to your mind.
A6. It's not A6. A6 is like a... Wait, what are you thinking of?
Dimensions. Centimeters. Go. Do the conversion. 8x10.
What are centimeters?
I was just trying to appeal to our international audience.
It's a B. I don't know. There's B7?
It's 2.5.
I think it's
a B. What are you talking about right now?
Similar. There are
printing
predetermined dimensions in the forms of letters and numbers, combinations like A6, A7, B7, like size notebooks and journals of that nature. Yes. Yes.
Did not know that.
Yeah. I don't know if there is one for an 8x10. I can't think of it.
Way off topic. So sorry.
Yeah, no, that's great. What was
the... it's like 2.54 is the conversion. So 2.5 times 8.
Can't do that math
16
right now.
16 for 20. 20 by 25. There we go. If 20 centimeters by 25 centimeters.
Hey, I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret right now. We already recorded this episode an hour ago. Okay. We spent 45 minutes talking into mics that were not recording us. And it was a real bummer to find out that our soundboard just crapped the bed. That was really disappointing. We're a little rushed to do this episode. I hope it's still recording. It's currently
Chad, can you check it,
the Friday before this episode is supposed to go live. Yeah. So we're pulling back the curtain a little bit. We're inviting you into the actual process of making the show what it's like sometimes. That's the reality of what's going on here. So
yeah.
So we're trying to just make sure we get this to Chad in time for editing it.
That add-on,
yes,
plus the ticket.
Yes.
That's possible. Everyone who gets a ticket is going to get this.
A little free ticket as well. We made these for the Franklin premiere, which happened in March last month. And they were really fun to design and to make. They're all hand stamped, hand numbered. It's just a little commemorative ticket that you can keep as a keepsake for the night itself.
And for all of our audio listeners, Stephen, describe that in just vivid detail.
Well, Eric, we have
what are the dimensions of it?
Plush 130-pound recycled cardstock that this graphic QVC has been printed on. It says admit one on one side because that's what it's doing. It's admitting one of you into the show. At the top, it tells you the title of the film and what the film is about, which is our dear friend Joseph Greer. It tells you the day, the date, and the time that the film is happening. Tells you the city it's happening in down here in this bottom left corner, and it's also explaining that it's brought to you by Creative Club of Chicago, which is
I feel like us. This Price is Right, we're all about to start bidding on it.
And the price starts at $1. Yes, Gene hand stamped all of these last time, all
with some red ink.
300, 250.
They look incredible.
They look really cool. They're really fun, and we just want to offer these to everyone who's coming to the show because it's just a nice little keepsake.
They're incredible keepsakes. It's really cool to see people post about them when they come to the premiere. Yes. All the Franklin photos. There were so many people that took photos of their ticket.
It was cool.
So we're excited to see that again.
Yes.
So everyone who gets a ticket to the premiere and the Q&A will get one of those commemorative tickets.
Yes.
On the Eventbrite, you can purchase an 8x10 poster if you'd like pre-screening.
Yes. Or you can purchase one on the spot.
At the event.
Yep.
The other add-on is a much higher ticket item add-on.
Yes.
And that is an after party after the screening.
Yes.
That is going to involve Joe and the whole Creative Club Chicago production team.
Yes.
That's in Chicago for the event.
Yep.
So it's going to be a small group to medium-sized group of people. We're trying to regulate how many of those are sold, but it is a much higher price. And the reasoning for that... it's going to go up for $100 as an add-on. And Steven said this the first time we were recording, and I believe it with my whole heart as well. We don't think we're worth that much money to hang out with.
No.
We just want to communicate very clearly that this is a way for you to help us recoup the cost of production for this film.
Yes.
We had zero funding for the production of this film. It was all done out of pocket. And so the biggest thing we're trying to do with these premieres, which we're going to get into a little bit here, is they're not very profitable. Nope. Theaters are very expensive, like very expensive, especially in major cities. And so it's already hard to charge $25 for a movie ticket. Mm-hmm. We know it's a special event with us being there with a Q&A, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But this $100 item is more so for us to try to make the night profitable so we can recoup some of those costs and really just get back to zero.
Yep.
And that, you know, our friend like Danny Gewurz, he did crowd fundraising on the front end of his production to get a percentage of it funded. We did none of that. And so we're kind of just tasked with doing things creatively like this on the back side to try to recoup some of those costs as well. So if you look at it more of as a perspective of helping us recoup the cost of the film and then just have a really fun time afterwards. That's really what we want it to be. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it really will. It'll be great. There'll be plenty of refreshments provided at that after party. And the details of it will be sent to the specific people that choose to add it on. We'll probably have to limit it to around 20, 25 spots somewhere in there.
Yeah.
We are, again, putting the event page live today. When you're listening to this, so it's the past for us right now. We're still figuring out exactly the logistics and the numbers of all that, but it'll be roughly 20 to 25 people that will be able to add on that after party package.
Okay.
So that's everything to do with the logistics of the night. Again, one more time. Today is April 8th, 2024. The tickets for the Chicago premiere of Moving Still go on sale at noon Central Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
The actual date of the premiere is April 20th.
Yes.
Doors open at 7 p.m.
Yes. So
if you get a ticket, it's where it's when it will be. It'll be at the Davis Theater in Lincoln Square,
yes,
in Chicago.
All information will be provided via email to everyone who buys a ticket. And we cannot wait to see all of you there.
We are so excited.
It's seriously going to be amazing.
Yeah. Hometown feels are, they're good.
It's going to be great. This is also very up in the air still, but we're hoping to potentially
get Chance the Rapper there.
Yeah. Very up in the air still, just, but
no,
just
that's
calling a favor.
I'm just kidding.
No, that's not going to happen. But what we are hoping to do, again, not set in stone by any means, but we would love to be able to host at least one event the day of the premiere that is not part of the premiere itself. So for example, a photo walk is something that we've been kicking around, a public, open, free of charge, come hang with us, with Joe, come walk around Chicago together, just engage in a fun photo walk, especially for those who, if you can't get a ticket to the premiere, you'd be able to come hang out and still engage with the weekend itself in some way. So more information will be provided forthcoming. That will be through our social channels, through Rally Caps, through Instagram pages, personal pages, YouTube channels, all that. But just want to throw that out there as well, that if you can't make it for whatever reason, but you do want to hang out that weekend, we are hopefully going to do some kind of public event in that way.
Yes. That's really exciting. Mm-hmm. Really hope I can find a babysitter.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah.
Because Sabri is out of town.
Yeah.
So
that's a bummer.
Yeah. Our friend is sacrificing coming to the premiere to watch our kids, which, Jasmine, you are a saint. Thank you so much. Also, in the spirit of thank yous and noticing great work, Stephen, thank you so much for the poster design, for the 8x10, for the tickets, all of these incredible pieces. Steven is the mastermind behind all of these design things.
It's generous, but
want to make sure that he is getting noticed for all those things. I gushed about it the first time we did this episode, but
the first one was so good.
I know. So also, just a sneak peek into one of the future episodes coming very soon.
Yes,
I'm going to be interviewing Steven about all of his pivot into paid design work, which is a huge, very clearly a huge part of his future and where he's going to be doing probably the majority of your work moving forward.
It feels like it right now, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very, very curious to see what comes of it. Very excited right now. Pumped to get into that in a full length episode. And likewise, to interview you vice versa about BPN, about running, about the second branch of your business that seems to be kind of the main branch kind as far as time investment is concerned right now, which is super exciting, really cool. The topic, I guess, is just pivots in general but adding branches.
But not weirdly, very connected to the documentary.
Yes.
Helping us realize those things.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. That's like actually really true. Yeah.
How much practice do we get in the world of design and running in the process of 2 years of making the documentary about beautiful things and running.
Yeah. That's true, actually. Wow, that is kind of, that's a pretty accurate reflection of where we're at right now. That's very cool.
Yeah. So I think us looking back at this time with premiering the documentary and seeing such huge pivots in our careers is going to be very obviously, that the catalyst was the documentary to do those things.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's such a good point. Wow. Hey, maybe this is the benefit of having to record the same episode twice within 30 minutes of itself. You start to
realize
other things and kind of go through different... The rest of that sentence fell out of my head.
Okay,
so what...
It was a Michael Scott, start it and see how it ends. And you just didn't get there.
Okay, it could have been that or a tiramisu moment. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, David. We're going to tiramisu. Okay, What were you saying?
One of the best moments in that show all time. It's incredible. So, okay, so we've said our piece about the day that this episode of Rally Caps is coming out, the time in which today the tickets are going live, and the date of the premiere itself. What has it required of us to actually host an event like this?
A lot.
That's something we've... a lot, yeah.
A lot, Stephen.
A lot. Quite a lot. It's very fun. Event planning seems to be... It's not something we're unfamiliar with. We've done it through Creative Club a number of times for a few other peripheral activities that we've done as a studio. It's also kind of a fun way. I don't know how you feel about this, but switching gears creatively from editing and post-production to now getting to put creative energy into the in-person meetups and all these other things, it kind of feels just like it's kind of itching a different part of our brain now.
For sure.
Which is really nice because it requires less time in Premiere.
Yes.
Specifically, which is lovely. So logistically, what have we done so far to get this Chicago premiere put together?
We had to find a theater. We definitely had Music Box in our head.
Yep.
But sound system wise, felt like,
Maybe not the best. Price-wise also.
They also have like a 70-person theater and a 700-person theater.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yes, I think it is. It's 70 and 700, which is pretty stark difference between the two.
When Danny premiered I Think I'm Sick in Chicago.
Yes.
Which happened May of last year, 2023. Mm-hmm. We had a smaller theater, so I was like, oh, I feel like that might be too small for Moving Still because we're based in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But then we did the research and found that they actually have a 276,
I think. Yeah, the Franklin one was 312. I think this one is 276.
So after all of our personal family and close friend invites that already have a seat, there'll be about 240 tickets available.
Yep.
And yeah, just to reiterate, we already know lots of people who are already going to be buying tickets.
Yes.
And we're going to be completely honest, we're sending that link to some of those people this weekend. So it's going to be an even smaller number by Monday. So please get on it.
Please get on it. Yeah, we're trying to take care of cast and crew and everyone directly involved in the film first so that they can show up and celebrate and all that good stuff. But yes, sign up for that email list.
I thought about I guess we didn't look into Logan Theater, but I don't even know if they do. They're like very much more of an operational movie theater.
Yeah.
And less special event kind of stuff, I think.
Yeah.
But keeping it close to Creative Club on the north side, I think was also important to us. The Franklin Theater made so much sense.
It's in
the film.
Yeah. It's
which is so cool.
The opening
but
shot.
It's literally Joe's hometown.
Yeah.
So there's that component. And then obviously just weighing, what does the price of the rental look like? And what does that look like in comparison to what we want to sell the tickets for? Are we going to break even? Can we even turn a profit? Yep. That kind of stuff. Because all these things are going through our head in these in-person screenings, because really a huge goal of ours right now is to try to get as close to zero with recouping money by the end of the summer through these premieres, through some sponsorships, that type of thing.
Yep.
So at the Franklin premiere, we were kind of subject to their ticketing system, which was much more archaic, and we didn't have the ability to explain what the VIP ticket was, really. Mm-hmm. It just said balcony seat, and through the email list, we had to explain that the balcony seat included a movie poster.
Yep.
So at least when we do it on Eventbrite and we have that control, we can see how many tickets are sold, when they're sold, how many are left, so we can communicate that on socials or email list. And we have so much more control in communicating the things we've already communicated as far as what add-ons are and what the benefit of you doing that is for us with recouping for production costs.
Yeah. For those of you unfamiliar with Eventbrite, it's a wonderful platform for hosting and ticketing events, whether that event is free, kind of like the open coffees we've been doing at Creative Club Chicago this year so far, or if you need to sell tickets to an event like what we're doing now with Moving Still. Both ways have so much flexibility for the way that you are able to distribute and communicate with people that are coming to your event. And like Eric already said, it's really nice for us to have control over that because it allows us to also communicate faster with all of you where tickets are at, if we're close to selling out, kind of keeping people in the loop instead of having to email someone and get a sense of what the back end looks like. This just gives us more control. And what's especially cool is that once we do this for the first one, which is already completed by the time you're listening to this, we can actually use the kind of structure of this event and duplicate it for future events. So putting in the legwork now to make sure everything is kind of dialed into what we want it to be allows us to use that as a template for future events and just tweak the dates and times and specific theaters that things are happening at.
And for a limited time only the next 2 weeks, you can get 10% off of your next Eventbrite event by using code RallyCaps Eventbrite at checkout. I'm just kidding.
I thought you were plugging GBMS for a second. I was like, that's so random. That did sound like an ad for Eventbrite.
This podcast is not sponsored by Eventbrite.
We're sponsored by no one, dude.
Hey, Eventbrite, if you want to sponsor the doc, you just let us know. Which is also, I said this in the first episode too, that no one's ever going to hear.
No.
But yeah, in the spirit of trying to recoup those production costs, we are still very open to different opportunities with sponsorships and collaborations in different cities.
Yes.
We do definitely want to get to New York, LA,
yep.
Dallas, Fort Worth.
Yep.
I think those are the big three where we're like, they have
need
to
hit those soon.
Yeah. New York, LA, because they're New York, LA.
Yeah.
And the majority, I'd say, of Joe's following live in New York and LA.
Yes.
So that makes so much sense.
Yep.
And then Dallas Fort Worth also makes so much sense because it's one of those situations where a brand is going to be partnering in that most likely.
Yep.
Musicbed talking about having one at their headquarters, mm-hmm. and then housing the whole production crew and maybe Joe and Maddie and Oliver,
yeah.
At the Musicbed Lake House. And then different ideas on, I think we can still definitely make Boston and Toronto
yep.
work.
Those two, because of their proximity to New York also and how quick it is to bop between each yep. of those cities, just to cater to the Northeast crew and at least have one Canadian showing
yeah.
as well for any of our Canadian folks out there who want to come hang.
And these plans are not solidified.
Yep.
These are still very much in the air. Even with us saying we have to do LA, we have to do New York, we have to do Dallas, we still don't have definitive plans for those. Yep. We still don't have theaters booked for those, but we do have one potential theater, open outdoor theater option
yeah.
that's been floated with another brand that could be super exciting. Yep. The biggest thing in this conversation is, and let me preface it with thank you so much for your patience in all of this, because as we navigate and as Steven so eloquently said, are putting the plane together as we're in the air, literally building the thing as we're flying.
Yep.
It's really hard to have any definitive answers about how and when and who can see the film. Mm. And it's really frustrating to have to always be like, we don't know,
yeah.
because that's just the reality. And it's also the reality for people who have their film purchased too. Like the thing could be shelved for 2 years.
Yep.
Could be shelved indefinitely and never shown at all. So mm-hmm. at least we have the control to distribute on our own terms. But that means it's just going to take a longer period of time because these in-person events take a long time to plan.
Mm-hmm.
We would honestly love to be able to plan multiple of these cities so that we can just announce like sort of a tour
yep.
eventually. But I mean, there's a very good chance that a lot of those will happen in July, in the mm-hmm. summer this mm-hmm. year, and maybe a few more sprinkled in throughout, mm-hmm. just so we can have a firm grasp on the planning of that and maybe announce them all at the same time. That just sort of naturally leads to the next thing, which has been the most popular question online, Instagram, YouTube. When is this film going to be available to view online? And the rough timeline and goal for that is going to be early fall, early to mid fall,
mm-hmm.
where we can premiere it online and then have it for video on demand online. We're talking to another very reputable, cool, well-known brand to mm-hmm. potentially do that distribution, which is also incredibly exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And in the news of the evolution of all of this, even today,
mm-hmm.
we got a screenshot from my friend Brock. Shout out Brock at Over Everything Athletics. He's most likely going to be a guest in Rally Cap soon.
Yes, he will be. Once our internet is good.
he screenshotted the published press, Colin and Samir's newsletter
yep.
that we were mentioned in the footer of their email today.
Which is super cool. Yeah, today, Friday, April 5th.
Yeah.
Very fun little boost for morale,
yeah.
seeing that just get mentioned on there without us even knowing it happened.
That's pretty cool.
I'm not sure what editor or person over yeah. at Colin and Samir decided to add that, but hey, shout out to you because that made our day for sure.
Heck yeah. Yeah, so all that's super cool.
Yep.
And again, thank you for your patience in understanding that this process is just a long and drawn out one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that we can just post to YouTube and, you know, wash our hands and walk away from it. Mm-hmm. There's just been too much time, energy, and money invested into this project to just let it go that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a lot of people who have invested tons of time, energy, and money into this project. And we want to respect the team. We want to mm-hmm. respect Joe and Maddie and, yeah, everyone involved. So, again, super appreciate that. And we just want to say thank you so much for all your support, whether, you know, it's not lost on us, all the words that are shared with us, mm-hmm. you know, like how excited people are to see this film, yeah. all the support and seeing the trailer and yep. all the support along the way and hyping us up, like that's not lost on us. And while, you know, recouping money is a great thing, it's also incredible to see those types of responses, and especially from the Franklin premiere, where people were sharing how much this film emotionally impacted them, and how they actually can't wait to see it again, mm-hmm. Which is so cool. Like yeah. they want to go to other premieres, or they are just itching for that online premiere as well to watch it once more, mm. which is really good feedback.
Yes.
To hear that people want to see it again.
Yes, it is.
Which is very cool.
Yeah. So. The truth is, I mean, we have talked about how long this film has taken to make. It has been the largest undertaking of any of our collective careers ever, and probably will remain that way for quite some time.
Oh yeah.
But it is not even something we could have considered doing without years and years and years and years of support from mm-hmm. all of you. Whether you listen to Rally Caps regularly, whether you've been subscribed to Eric's YouTube channel for a long time, or followed Joe's work on Instagram for a long time, or been an avid supporter of Creative Club Chicago as a whole, we have the privilege of doing this and knocking on this door in the first place because of so much support from all of you. And that is something none of us really ever expected to get to do. This is, I don't think, something any of us planned on creating, especially in the way that we did. But thank you for being here, mm-hmm. for being on the journey with us, for supporting, for the DMs, the comments, for everything. Just the kindness that you have shown us over the years is truly not lost on us. We care about all of you so much and are just so genuinely appreciative of mm-hmm. you really creating the careers that we all mm-hmm. sit in mm-hmm. now. So with that, we can't wait to see all of you at the Chicago premiere.
Mm-hmm. On 420.
On 420, man.
Sorry. I pivoted really hard after your that was like, a really heartfelt
sentiment. We went really heartfelt and then really
stupid.
Cool, dude. Really chill yeah, guy.
Yeah.
That's a chill guy. Is it so clear that we don't smoke weed based off the way that we talk about it? Yeah, yeah. I thought so too.
we'll be surrounded by people that are like us that night because people yeah. that do are not going to be at the premiere
yeah. probably.
Unless they are.
Hey, dude.
Hey, bring it.
Bring it, man. To each their own.
Don't wait.
Oh, well, you can't
is
bring
it. Is it legal?
It is, but maybe not in the theater.
Theater?
Yeah, probably not. Don't hotbox the theater. Please don't do that. I don't think Davis Theater will like that very much. I can tell you they definitely won't like that very much, actually. But yeah, we're very excited to see all of you. And if you do or do not get a ticket or can or cannot make it, whatever your situation may be, if you are interested in viewing the film at some point in time, please sign up for that email list because we will be using that list regularly to keep all of you updated on any of the progress that we make on mm-hmm. all of the fronts that we just discussed in this episode. That will be our main line of communication to all of you and the easiest way to stay updated on all things moving still.
Yes. Wow. That just always rolls off the tongue. All things moving still.
All things moving. It has all a nice cadence to it. All things
moving still. Still moving? Moving. Well, briefly,
still moving wait. All okay. thing.
Someone asked me recently, they're like, how'd you come up with that title?
It's a joke is how it started.
Was it really?
Okay. Do you remember? Yeah, dude. Okay. This is, it
was,
actually.
Was it on the music bed trip?
I remember this vividly. We were just we were throwing ideas, throwing paint at the wall, as Jacob Collier likes to say.
Yes. Throwing paint at the wall.
And you said, as a joke, you were like, call it still moving. We're like, oh yeah. And then I was like, moving still. And then we all laughed. And then we're like, wait a minute. Does that work? I think that worked. I think, hang on. And then it was like this moment of like, whoa, hang on. Running, it sounds like movie still because of a photograph, mm-hmm. a frame from a film.
Still moving.
Yep. Relates to both the physical act in the movie and also some of the emotional stuff that's unpacked in the movie.
Yeah, it literally has like 4 or 5 meanings, which is absurd.
I did not mean it that deep. No. I was completely kidding when I said it. But and then we literally were just like, whoa, wait, this is actually it. And then everyone has been like, that's a sick title. We're like, yeah, we totally meant for it to be. Definitely.
Yeah, I think it encompasses literally everything about the story, everything about Joe's life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
Serendipitous.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Just figured y'all should know that.
Hey, we love you all very much. And
we do.
If you have been around for Rally Caps for the 3 years that we've been active, or you just found us recently, either way, we would really appreciate a rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast is your distributor you use. And if you happen to watch this on YouTube, because we have a video version of this show, please subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the video and leave us a comment about whether or not you're going to be at the Chicago premiere and, well, I was going to say what city you'd like to see us in, but no. Don't tell us that yet because we don't even know what we can do yet. But thank you for being here.
Steven, congrats on getting through quarter one of 2024 with posting weekly.
Dude, we did it.
Quarter of the way through.
This is the most consistent we have been since, I think, the first season.
The beginning.
Which is crazy.
And that was a half a year maybe of posting.
Yeah, that was about 6 months straight. We've never done a full year.
Yeah, and this is the year.
This is the year.
We're going to do it.
Episode 100 is coming at you later this year. Yes. I think it's slated for early November.
Sick.
And we're going to be doing a special live episode of the show for the 100th.
Heck yeah.
Much like Moving Still, we have no idea the logistics involved.
How that's going to happen.
With that, but we're gonna
going
do it
to happen.
Because we're calling our shot and we're going to make it happen.
Yes. Great.
Cool.
Okay.
Hey, that's technically two podcasts in one day.
Yeah. The one that they could... Is it still recording? Is it moving still?
It's moving still. Whoa, we did it. We did another 45... Oh, no.
No,
we were recording way before we actually started recording. I did that because I was paranoid I was going to stop recording again.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Love you
it's
all.
It's like almost 5 o'clock.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.